Hello there. Welcome back to another episode of Books on the Move. My name is Danielle, and yeah, it's kind of been a while since I recorded an episode, so I thought today I would record one and talk about where I've been and the state of Books on the Move. So, Books on the Move is a project that just kind of came about because I thought, you know, I want to take walks more and exercise more, and I thought, what is a way that I can keep myself, you know, sort of not getting bored, you know, while I'm doing this, because I tend to get bored easily thinking about, oh, I could be working on this right now, or I could be doing this, I'm wasting my time. And yes, I can listen to podcasts, but or listen to an audiobook, but even then I'll get bored. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what can I do? And I found that, you know, talking and, you know, working through things, my thoughts on things, actually does keep me fairly occupied while I'm walking, because I'm thinking more about the ideas in my head and I'm getting them off my chest versus, you know, just kind of listening to something kind of passively. So that's what this is, and that's how this podcast was born. So for the past few months, I have recorded stuff. I just haven't released it due to several different reasons. But basically, you know, I had read a number of different books and, you know, started giving my opinion on them. And post-recording, I would think to myself, wow, like, I did not like that at all. I feel like I sounded like an idiot. And so I wouldn't release it. And then another episode I'd record and I'd feel the same way. So then I would re-record them, but then think, oh, well, I didn't hit on nearly the same points. Maybe the first one was better. And then I'd be like, not releasing it altogether because why deal with it, right, you know? And I think, obviously, that has to do more a lot of my insecurities, but I think it brought up this truth that I've been meaning to acknowledge for a while, which is that this podcast is a means for me to avoid doing the things that I actually should be doing on an everyday basis. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, actually, before I even get into that, that's part one. Part two is that this podcast is often a means of getting things off my chest, but not showing, perhaps the wording is intellectual responsibility. Okay, so basically, right now, I do have a lot on my plate. There's a lot of things I want to do, lots of things I want to focus on, my biggest focus being the magazine I create, which is called Level Story Magazine. And because of Level Story and all these projects I want to work on, the fact that I also want to write a novel, so I'm trying to focus on that, working on video essays, plus just, I don't know, real life things and other projects that I'm not thinking to name, or just reading a book, like sitting down to read a book. Like, all of that obviously is a form of time consumption. And yet sometimes I decide, instead of doing those things that I actually have to do work, I will go to this podcast instead and record an episode, and I don't feel like I accomplished anything, and I know why I'm doing it. I know I'm avoiding doing the difficult tasks to actually get to my goal. I'm procrastinating. I'm an amazing procrastinator. Now, funnily enough, I'm recording this episode now not because of procrastination, but because I was just upstairs doing some research for the next issue of the magazine, and my internet just kind of is shot, so I'm not quite sure when it's going to be back. So I thought, well, while it's out, why just sit here? Why not record an episode and, you know, figure out my thoughts on this Books on the Move podcast thing I'm doing, you know? So there you go. But maybe that itself is a form of procrastination, because I'm not calling the internet company to see if they can fix it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so let's talk about intellectual responsibility, right? So, like I said, I recorded a few episodes about a few books that I'd read, short stories, and I didn't want to post them. And a lot of that, I feel, falls on this kind of tier of intellectual responsibility, meaning that as a person who talks about things and, you know, tries to have an opinion on things that actually means something, not that opinions don't mean something, but, you know, as someone who tries to be intellectually honest about things. I find that my beginning opinions oftentimes are cemented in something, but aren't always standing up straight, if you will. And I think that's partially due to the fact that, you know, I don't give my opinions time to breathe, or I don't care enough to let them flourish a bit more. And while I don't think that's necessarily a problem for some people, but for me it is, because I tend to work slowly when it comes to my own thoughts on things. It takes me a while to really grasp things and come to an understanding of things. I don't know if that's a form of just having a difficult learning curve or what have you, but it does take me a while. So, like, for example, like when I first read Pride and Prejudice, and perhaps the movie had thrown me off, but like I genuinely did not get why these two characters fell in love and what, like, this is not a love story, which, like, to be fair, past self, it's not a love story. So maybe that's where you were thrown off. That's why I say the movie threw me off. But anyway, I'm getting off track. So I think that some of the books that I read were dealing with some heavier topics. I read Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, and I read a short story called Cat Person. And both deal with, like, things that are extremely relevant in today's America. We're talking about, you know, our soldiers and how we treat war and 9/11 and veterans and religion and patriotism, all that stuff. And then Cat Person is dealing with this idea of male entitlement and the experiences of women and these kind of little things that happen when they're dating men and what that is like. And those two topics are extremely relevant today. And after talking about them, I honestly felt like I don't think that I'm the person that can speak to these things, at least in the way that I did speak to them. Like, I understand, obviously, both aspects. I'm very interested in both aspects and studying those things and, you know, all that. But I think for me, after recording those, I kind of felt like a bit of a dum-dum, because I was like, you know, there are so many things that I'm discussing, but I don't have the knowledge base to discuss them. And I felt like an idiot. So I didn't want to post those episodes. Even though I had some opinions, well, then that's another thing. Sometimes I have opinions, but, like, they're not very strong. And so what happens is that I say a lot, but, like, what does it amount to? Not much. So I was feeling very insecure about that, and therefore just did not release those episodes. And in fact, about a month or two later, recorded another episode basically saying that I no longer wanted to do this podcast and I was going to stop. And because, let's be honest, like, this podcast, it's much more for me than for anybody else. Like, I don't know a single person who listens to it. And if you do listen, reach out and let me know. But I don't know a single person who listens to this show. So for me, it was kind of like almost like a weight off my shoulders. Like, I wouldn't have to think about books on the move anymore. You know, it's just out of sight, out of mind. But then the other day, here I am reading a book and thinking, man, I really want to talk about this. And, like, not just in a blog post, like, I genuinely want to talk about this. And, well, here we are. So I'm still trying to figure out what this whole podcast means and trying to create a balance of, basically, this podcast is a kind of tack on for me. What do I mean by that? Basically, no, it doesn't take much effort to make it. And I think for me, that is a struggle, because I think that when you create something, you shouldn't just put, like, kind of do the easy one, right? You should do the one that is that is challenging, that you put your all into. And that's what Level Story does for me. And that's why I'm trying to put my all into Level Story and other projects. This does not do that. This is purely a intellectual candy for me, if you will. Like, doing this podcast does not benefit me outside of the fact that it just kind of gets me going, oh, I get to talk about books, and I don't really have to put much effort into looking into the book or looking at the themes or what have you. I just have to read it and talk about my thoughts while I'm pacing back and forth in my house, because let's be honest, when is the last time I went outside to take a walk? And that troubles me. You know, that definitely troubles me. I don't want to be that type of person who creates something that I don't put effort into. And I think that was another reason why I struggled with this podcast, because it does not require too much effort on my part. The biggest effort, honestly, is kind of posting it and making show notes and all that and getting an image for it and putting it up online. But yeah, so that bothered me. And now that I'm a bit of a distance away from that, I feel it's okay to return to the show and talk about books again. And that is my plan. I will not be posting frequently. This is a very infrequent show. And if you care to listen, great. And if not, no worries. You do you. But this is a show I'm recognizing right now as purely for me and me only. And if, like I said, if it helps you, if you get something out of it, then great. I can only hope for that. But also, like, I get if you don't enjoy it, because it's just me pacing back and forth on like a kind of like okay microphone, talking about books and kind of rambling and saying a lot. So, and saying so a lot. I say so way more often than I should, but it happens. And anyway, I was about to say so, and then I caught myself, and well, here we are. So, quickly, now that I've gotten that off my chest, I want to talk about some of the topics that I might be coming to in a little bit. For one thing, right now, my reading has taken a dip. You know, last year I read 100 books, which is great. This year, not so much. That is partially because of Level Story. Level Story just takes a lot of time and manpower, woman power. But not only that, but it's just playing the video games. You know, playing a video game takes time. That itself takes time, but then also, like, I like watching YouTube videos a lot. Like, I love how it expands ideas, right? And I love working on projects. I love listening to podcasts. I love doing other things. And so reading has taken a sideline position in my life that I never wanted it to take, and I don't want it to be that way. So I've been trying to read more, and hopefully that will be reflected in this show. Right now, I am listening to Pride and Prejudice, which I should be finishing tomorrow, so perhaps I'll have thoughts on it, but I have talked about it on the show. It's one of my favorite books of all time, and listening to it read by Rosamund Pike, which is a title you can get on Audible, she reads, I think, also Sense and Sensibility. Wow, it is really good. She is fantastic. At first, when I started listening, I kind of took a little while to warm to her. But once I did, like specifically her Mr. Collins voice, I had a bit of an issue with, but once I did, oh my gosh, I love her so much. She is great. So if you have Audible, definitely check that out with your next credit. I've been enjoying the heck out of it, and I did listen to it quite a bit yesterday. I want to say, I don't know the exact amount of time I listened, but it was definitely like at least 6 hours. Because I was at work. So that's another thing. I have a job now, right? So that takes time, right? And I get to listen to podcasts there and audiobooks. But I mean, why would I have a job where I couldn't do that, right? Am I right? Anyway, that's not either here or there, because that's not a true statement. But anyway, so I've been listening to Pride and Prejudice. It's been great. It's like one of those things where I always want to listen to podcasts first, you know, and that's sort of my priority. And then like one day you're just like, I want a break, I'll listen to an audiobook, let's listen to Pride and Prejudice. And it's once you are leaving for the day, it's like you want to keep working. You don't want to leave. You just want to keep listening to Pride and Prejudice. Actually, yesterday at work, it was like 4 something. We leave at 5, and I actually carpool because I work with my mother. And I was working, and I was listening to Pride and Prejudice, and I was just so into it that all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, what time is it? And it was 5 o'clock exactly. Usually I am packed up a few minutes before. So I was like, oh my God. So like, I quickly finished what I was doing, stopped listening to the audiobook. I didn't want to stop though. Like, sucked, because it was at this monumental point in the book. I was like, oh man, I have like 2.5 hours left, I think. So I was so disappointed that I stopped listening. I was really hoping to finish it, but didn't. So alas. But yeah, so Pride and Prejudice, it's fantastic. I am loving it. The other book I'm reading at an incredibly slow pace is Mostly Dead Things by Kristen Arnett. I've talked about her before in this podcast as well. She wrote a book of short stories called Felt in the Jaw. And you know, I felt it was just okay. I gotta be honest. I like Kristen Arnett because I like her sense of humor on social media. She is incredible. She knows how to do social media, and I love her for it. But I think, and I also like that she is gay. And in her short stories, she just writes about gay characters and doesn't present them in a way that makes them like, hey, that's the gay character, you know? Like, they're just people, you know, because that's how it should be, but whatever. So I like that about her. I like the way she approaches that. At the same time, her prose, I don't know, I like it. Felt in the Jaw kind of felt a bit pretentious to me, just a little. And I hate to say that because I love Kristen Arnett and I wanted to love her book of short stories, but I kind of felt like the prose just wasn't quite there, but it was sort of reaching and it was kind of doing things that other great authors do. I don't know. This is why I don't like doing this podcast, because I feel like I'm making a statement and I don't even have like that much weight behind it. So I don't know. But anyway, so, but I love Kristen Arnett. So I bought this book. I pre-ordered it. I was so excited for it. Kind of wish I would have gotten it before my vacation. Kristen, why didn't you release it earlier? But anyway, so, because I got it like the week after I got home. If I had gotten on vacation, I probably would have been reading it a ton. So that's unfortunate, but trying to get back into things, gonna read that. I'm also rereading a favorite book of mine, Gilead by Marilynne Robinson. Here on the You Heard It First podcast network, You Heard It Here First podcast network, Brittany and I, who run the network, she has a podcast, which, Lost in a Book, that's what it's called. Wow, yeah, I'm really good at what I do. She has a podcast called Lost in a Book, where she will talk to people about their favorite books. And I decided, because I have so many favorite books, and I thought, what book do I want to talk about with Brittany? Because Brittany's my good friend. We work together. We've, you know, hung out a time or two. And so I decided to choose Gilead, because Marilynne Robinson is my favorite author of all time. And it's been a while since I've read Gilead, so I wanted to do that. And, you know, it's funny. I was reading it, and Gilead's one of those books that is not a quick read. Like, it is a slow read, and you almost want to read it slowly. It is intentionally slow, and it might feel like a hassle at first, but trust me, read it slowly, because if you read it quickly, you're not gonna retain anything. You're not gonna really read it. And you're gonna miss out on just the amazingness of Marilynne Robinson, just the prose, the characters, the theme, just everything that's going on in that book is amazing. But it took me a little while to warm up to it again. I actually was kind of annoyed by it, but last night I was reading it before bed, and it hit me in all the right places, and I'm so excited to talk about it with Brittany, so. You'll definitely see that if you follow the You Heard It Here First podcast network. So, With all that being said, I'm not sure, because I'm reading other books. Oh, I'm reading a book called The Dark Fantastic by Ebony Elizabeth, I believe her name is. And she basically is talking about sort of fantasy in the realm of blackness and what fantasy means to black people and kind of African-American reading on popular texts such as The Hunger Games, Harry Potter, and kind of tying it into the black experience. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to read that a lot either, but loving what I've read so far, I can't wait to really get into it. Especially, I mean, Hunger Games and Harry Potter, hello, I'm all about that. Especially The Hunger Games, because I'm interested in how she feels about the whole Hunger Games situation. We remember this, right? When The Hunger Games was made into a movie and the actress was cast to play Rue, people flipped the F out that she was black, even though she was black in the books. And I'll admit, I did not know that she was black in the books. My reading comprehension sucks. But, like, why? Why would you freak out? A movie can do that, you know? Like, even if she was white in the books, they can cast her as black. Like, it just, it made me very, it was kind of one of those things where, like, when that first happened, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, oh my God, like, I just had to laugh. And, like, the thing is, there are people who are so affected by this, like, they can't laugh. Like, this is not good. So, I'm very interested in her take on this. But anyway, that is it from me. I'll try to post more, but we'll see. So, thanks for listening. This podcast is a part of the You Heard It Here First podcast network. So, be sure to head over to our website, link in the description. And with all that, I will talk to you all next time. Goodbye. Yay!